Your parents both worked for the Welland department.
That's right, yes.
Where did they work? Which department?
My father worked full time in the food hall because he'd always had his own grocery business, and it was just the beginning of the supermarkets when he sold it, but he wasn't ready to retire, so he came down to Welland Garden to work in the food hall, which was a very prestigious food hall to work in at the time, until he reached retirement age. And then my mother, for want of something better to do, started to work part-time in the menswear department.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was at art school in Brighton at the time.
Right.
So I used to come home for my long holidays, so I used to be a VAC student in the Welland department store, and they used to just move me round to whatever department had a shortage of staff, so I think I worked in just about every department in the stores.
Right.
Long time on the tobacconist department.
Golly, yes.
And they used to have a laundrette and dry cleaning service, and I worked in there for some time as well. I used to get the men coming in with their briefcases, and they'd be full of dirty washing. Not no
briefcases.
Yes, so we had to do a service wash for them. it was good fun actually. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Come up to the Garden City and work in Welland department store until Christmas, and then get up a folio and sort of go around the agencies in London and so on. But in the event, I happened to arrive at Welland Stores just as the costume jewellery...
Right.
She wasn't the buyer. The buyer then was Miss Case, who worked on the cosmetics department, and she was given costume jewellery to do as an additional part of her job, and it was one tiny counter, and she found it a real nuisance to do. She didn't like it at all. Wasn't her thing, and she liked her cosmetics, and she just didn't want to know. So Barbara, who was looking after it for her, was poached by Eilure to go and be a representative in Selfridges in Oxford Street for Eilure products. And my turning up coincided with her leaving, so I was given costume jewellery to look after. And I really liked it. I just really enjoyed doing it, and I had a bit of a flair for it. So after Christmas, when I should have left, they then said that if I stayed on, I would very quickly be promoted to underbuyer. And then soon after that was made buyer, and the department expanded, and they moved it and everything. So it was a really thriving department. And then, of course, the swinging 60s hit us. And they decided that it was about time they opened a boutique, you know, for younger fashions, all the mini skirts and all the rest of it. And they asked me if I would set one up, which did. And originally, they built... It was like a big purple Hessian box in the middle of what's now the menswear department.
Right.
And it had music playing and so on. But the stores was always very much led by its account customers. You know, the old Garden City people who had been customers for years and didn't like change and so on. So they had to tread very, very carefully, so this new modern rubbish didn't upset the account holders. But it survived, and it was called the Birdcage. And it stayed on the ground floor for about 2 years. Eventually it was moved upstairs with the fashion department, as the fashion department then began to change. And you started to get the shops within shops, you know, the concession departments. Yeah. Because up until then, it had been divided into sections of the type of clothes they were. Like Mrs. Naz bought for the coat suits and dresses.
Yeah.
Somebody else bought for the separates.
Yeah.
Somebody else bought for the lingerie.
Yeah.
And it was all Welland department store, no concession departments at all. But I think the first of the concession departments to come in was Birkitex and maybe Jaeger as well.
Right.
So it just began to change. Yeah. You know, the whole retail ethos began to change at that point. And then I left in 1968. The other thing that, going back to Welland Stores, the other thing that we did while I was there, we formed a drama group that played at the barn.
Yeah.
The We used to put on fashion shows in the old Parkway restaurant.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't use models because they couldn't afford good ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I used girls from the store.
All right, yeah. And, yep. Here on Action.
That's me, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's for two of the girls.
Yep.
She worked in the florist's department.
Right.
Where's she now? It's two girls from Sunderland. I shared a flat because the flats above the stores were they were allocated to staff. Originally, you had to be at least an underbuyer before you qualified for one.
Right.
But then, when they started to bring people in, they let some of the big ones out to these like these girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd have three or four of them living together and that
sure.
sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had the a flat above Welling Stores,